We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
The following is a Learfield presentation of the Tar Heel Sports Network. This is the Mac Brown Show on the Tar Heel Sports Network. The Mac Brown Show is presented by Coca-Cola Zero Sugar. With zero sugar and now even more delicious. Is the new Coca-Cola Zero Sugar the best Coke ever? Find out for yourself. Hunt Brothers Pizza, the official pizza of Carolina Athletics. Wells Fargo, official retail bank sponsor of Carolina Athletics. Now here's the voice of the Tar Heels, Jones Angel.
Hello again and welcome to the latest edition of the Mac Brown Show. My name is Jones Angel, along with the Hall of Fame head coach of the Tar Heels, Mac Brown. We'll be talking Carolina football for the next hour, and the show presented by our friends at Top of the Hill. For 25 years, Top of the Hill Restaurant and Brewery has been a pre- and post-game tradition in Chapel Hill. Handcrafted beer, great food and atmosphere, and it is where Tar Heels come to celebrate. We're going to talk to Coach for the next 60 minutes or so. We're going to answer some of your questions for the head coach of the Tar Heels. Look back at that matchup with Virginia Tech. Look ahead to the home opener as well. And in the middle of the show, you'll hear from former Tar Heel offensive lineman, now the head coach of the Atlanta Falcons. You'll hear a little bit from Arthur Smith as well during the show. But let's get to it with Coach. And Coach, I know not the way to start the season you and your team were looking for on a Friday night. Carolina fell behind 14-0, couldn't quite get back in it, and dropped to Virginia Tech 17-10. I know you and your staff have diagnosed this thing from every angle since Friday. What were your main takeaways?
Well, number one, when we say disappointing loss, the whole time we're going to be here, if we ever have a loss, it's going to be disappointing because we're not planning on it. And I've always said, Jones, for our fans that and our players, I tell them the same thing. This sport's not worth playing if you lose. You're going to lose some, and you need to learn because that's what life's about. You have to learn how to learn from the loss and overcome it and move forward and be better in your life or the next week because of it. But you don't want to lose. That's just not it. So going on the road, one of the toughest environments I've ever seen, with a lot of new faces playing new positions, we knew it was going to be tough. But I thought the script had worked perfectly because we got behind. We struggled the first half offensively. We got better the second quarter defensively. In fact, the last three quarters, we held Virginia Tech to 93 yards the second half and 3 points. And that's a team that gave up 45 points to them last year on defense. So really, really proud of what the defense did. Offensively, we just struggled. The second half, we moved the ball. We ran up and down the field. But when we get to the 30, we got stopped. So the perfect scenario would have been struggled on the road, expose all the concerns you got to get fixed that we should have fixed in preseason. For whatever reason, we didn't get that done. And then come back and score with 10 seconds left in the game. Either go for two at that time and win, or go into overtime because we had momentum the second half and win the game, and we just weren't ready to do that. Secondly, Jones, the preseason rankings are ridiculous. I've said it my whole career. There were eight top 25 teams that got beat on Saturday because we don't know who anybody is. So for Virginia Tech to get credit for being a top 10 team, we weren't a top 10 team the way we played. So you look at it, a lot of other teams were that way. I put up 15 scores on Sunday of teams that were top 15 teams that got beat or nearly got beat. So I don't know why we don't wait until those college football playoff rankings come out. I do know it's for hype, but we were not a top 10 football team. Our program's not as far ahead as our hype was there, and I kept saying that. But like being top five last year and like being top 10 last Friday night, we're headed in the right direction. We're going to be there, but we weren't there for these two ball games.
Coach, in this game, it felt like the offensive line for you, the defensive line for Virginia Tech, that line of scrimmage when you guys had the ball played a big role. Six sacks for the Hokies, nine tackles for loss, and felt like their defensive front made things difficult for your offense.
Yes, Brian Anderson being out did hurt us because Q's only started at center for one game since we've been here in our 2.5 years or two one-game years, whatever it is. And then we flipped Awesome Richards and Josh Azudu. And there were communication issues in there on top of Virginia Tech's fans did a great job, and it was hard to hear. So three of the six sacks were the offensive line. The others were other issues. But we've got to do a better job because we missed some people up front that we can't miss. And that was disappointing as much as those guys have played.
Yeah, after the game, Coach Sam Howell was frustrated, as is understandable. And he said he felt like he tried to do too much at times during this game. Did you feel that way?
I think the whole offense and offensive staff got frustrated. We've run up and down the field for 2 years. We've moved the ball so well. And then when we weren't doing that, we weren't getting the results that we're used to, we got frustrated. And Sam had three interceptions, but you look at him, one of them was a ball taken out of Justin Olsen's hands that was a perfectly thrown ball. Mm-hmm. One of them was a tip ball, and the last one was a ball he was trying to throw out of bounds and didn't get it out of bounds. So Sam's still Sam, and we'll get that straightened out, but you could tell there were some frustrations with the offensive players throughout the game.
We still have a lot to talk about with Coach. We're going to get to break here in just a second, talk a little bit more about this game. We're going to preview the upcoming matchup with Georgia State, have a bunch of questions from Tar Heel fans as well, so a lot to do here on the show. Coach, it was a deflating night, we understand that, but it was also just one game, and it was the first game of the season. How do you make sure your team understands, and how do you help your team understand that perspective that there is still so long to go?
Jones, we are very direct with our players and our coaches, and we've had really hard meetings, and we've got to fix the things that need to be fixed. And we've told players, if you didn't play well and another guy is even with you or really close to you, then we've got to play him. So we've got to look at all the different scenarios of what we could have done to win the game and why we didn't, and then get rid of this and make sure that starting tomorrow morning, when we meet at 6:30, that it's all about week two. Mm-hmm. It's all about Georgia State. And we've put either the win or the loss the previous week out of the way.
All right, so as I referenced, still a lot to do with Coach. We're going to talk a little bit more about this Virginia Tech matchup. We will preview Georgia State, first ever meeting with the Panthers. Have a lot of questions to get to as well. All of that coming up. It's the Mac Brown Show from Learfield.
Everyone has an idea of their perfect engagement ring. You'll know it when you see it, but you have to see it. Allure Bridal from Reed's Jewelers. 8 stunning collections with over 300 styles. Yellow, rose, or white gold. Two-tone, stacks, pave, solitaires, wraps,
Guards, your perfect ring exists. All you have to do is come and see it. It's your style and your choice with Allure Bridal, only at Reed's Jewelers and Reed's.com.
The perfect tailgate. All you need are your friends and the 2021 Ford F-150. With the available Pro Power onboard, it's like a mobile generator to power your tailgate all game long. It's this tradition of toughness and innovation that's made Ford F-Series America's best-selling truck 44 years straight and counting. Make your game day traditions bigger and better season after season. Check out the 2021 Ford F-150 at your Carolina Ford dealer. Based on 1977 through 2020 calendar year total sales.
Hey, Carolina fans, this is Kelsey Gomes, Director of Sports Nutrition for the Tar Heels. Eggs are an essential part of building a healthy lifestyle that fuels you all day long. And eggs fuel athletes, too. One egg contains 8 essential nutrients and 6 grams of high-quality protein that helps maintain muscle and support strong, healthy bones. Versatile, affordable, and healthy, eggs are pretty incredible. Visit ncegg.org to learn more about egg nutrition, egg farmers, and to find egg-citing recipes.
Hunt Brothers Pizza, the official pizza of Carolina Athletics, joins Tar Heels fans across the nation cheering Go Heels. Whether you're at home watching the game or out on the road, download our Hunt Brothers Pizza app to find a location near you. The Hunt family has been proudly serving our delicious original crust pizza to North Carolina families for over 20 years. With all toppings, no extra charge, and 10 to choose from, there's sure to be a topping combination for everyone to enjoy a Hunt Brothers Pizza.
And we're back with breaking news. The new Coke Zero Sugar might be the best Coke ever.
That's right, Jim. With an improved taste and zero calories, the new Coke Zero Sugar is a must-try for any Coke fan. So make sure you... Jim. Jim. We're on the air.
Ooh, yes, this tastes like the best Coke ever to me. Your thoughts, Jen?
Well, can I have a sip?
Jen, we're in the middle of reporting the news.
I need to try it first.
Welcome back to the Mac Brown Show. We'll get back to our conversation with the Hall of Fame head coach of the Tar Heels, Mac Brown, in just a moment. But it's time for our Champion of the Gridiron, where we choose a couple statistical champions from the previous game. And it's all brought to you by UNC Health. UNC Health is dedicated to caring for champions of all kinds and to help keep you in the game and at your very best. Their lineup is available at unchealthcare.org/sports. Again, that website, unchealthcare.org/sports. Couple of individuals that, in fact, we'll talk to Coach about here in just a second. On the offensive side, Josh Downs, career-high 9 catches for the Tar Heels in the game against Virginia Tech. His 132 yards, also a career-high for Downs. He scored a touchdown in the game as well, the only one the Tar Heels were able to put on the ledger against the Hokies. On the defensive side, 4 different Tar Heels led the tackles with 7. Jaquarius Conley, Trey Morrison, Eugene Asante, and Jeremiah Gimmel. Conley also had an interception, a fumble recovery, and one of his 7 tackles was for loss. So congratulations to both Josh Downs and to Jaquarius Conley for terrific games, individual games, this past weekend. All right, let's get back to our conversation with Coach Brown here on the Mac Brown Show. Thank you so much for joining us. No matter how you are joining us, there's so many different ways to listen to the show now. You can listen on your Tar Heel Sports Network radio affiliate. We're online in a bunch of different places. You can app and listen to us. We're just glad you're here with us. So thanks so much for joining us as I talk Tar Heel football with the Hall of Fame head coach of the Tar Heels, Mac Brown. My name is Jones Angel. Coach, you referenced this in our first segment. Carolina's defense, after a little bit of a shaky start, really played well the final 3 quarters, and you gave the stat, 93 yards allowed in the second half. What was better defensively for your team after that first 15 or 20 minutes?
Jones, let me finish the conversation from the first part of the show, too. Is for our fans, you guys have spent your money. You've been so positive for us for the 2 years we've been here, even in our ups and downs. So when we lose, we it hurts for you. It hurts us for you, because we appreciate you so much, and our guys know that. So come Saturday night, like Virginia Tech fans came, and this is going to be a great team. It's got a lot of great young players. We said that. We got some things we got to get fixed, but things are good. So let's show them the appreciation on Saturday night that Virginia Tech showed their team coming back after that awful year of COVID with empty stands. Defense missed too many tackles early in the game, which is pretty typical when you don't tackle as much now in preseason, Jones. They gave us, we thought they would line up and just absolutely run the ball, try to run it down our throat like they did last year, the last 2 years, for more than 250 yards. And they had some wrinkles in there in the passing game, off unbalanced. And we had a couple of changes in our secondary that were new and got fooled some early. But after that, we settled down. We got in the proper places. We started playing with better pad level. We started tackling better and then played well throughout the rest of the game. So you see right now some defenses are playing pretty well in college football, and there's some lower scores. And I think that's because of spring practice. Mm-hmm. When we didn't have spring practice 2 years ago, it's hard to be as fundamentally sound and get your pad level where it's supposed to be and tackle in space. But Clemson and Georgia didn't have an offensive touchdown.
Right.
Which is interesting. So I'm excited about this defense, and we've got a lot of depth. We played a lot of people. I was proud that they got settled back down after the tough start, but they played well enough to win and got us two turnovers, only got one sack. But again, Virginia Tech was ahead the whole game. We got to get ahead so people have to throw to catch up, and that's when you have a chance to get more sacks.
Coach, you mentioned frustration offensively just as that game went along in our first segment. Felt like Virginia Tech's slowing the pace may have added to that as well, because you guys just didn't have the ball a lot because they deliberately held the ball and didn't snap it till 1 or 2 seconds on the play clock.
Yes, and that's a team stat. Defensively, yes. You've got to get off the field, but we had very few plays the first quarter. And 15 yards, I think. So it's about team. You've got to stay on the field offensively. So you got to make third downs. We were 2 for 10, and that's because we didn't make yards on first down, and we were third and long. And then you've got to get three and outs. And I think we had three during the ball game. But so you got to get more three and outs. You got to work hard to get better field position with your kicking game, and you've got to stay on the field offensively. And we just didn't do that.
Coach, wanted to highlight a couple of individuals who had nice games for the Tar Heels. Josh Downs, 9 catches, 132 yards, and a touchdown. You said you were looking to find out who would step up in these new roles offensively, and certainly appeared Josh did on Friday night.
Yes, Jones. We thought both running backs did a very good job for their first game for us. Josh Azudu and Jordan Tucker both did a good job. In fact, Josh did a great job. He's been our best offensive lineman since we've been here. And Josh Downs was outstanding, and we knew that. We got to give him some help. We've got to have the other receivers step up. We've got to make more uncontested plays. So that's one of the big issues for this week, is who are going to be the outside guys that can step up and take pressure off Josh Downs? Because if I'm Georgia State, I double-team him and leave the rest of the guys open right now.
Yeah, you talk about 50-50 balls a lot, Coach, and how you want those to be 80-20 for your team when you throw them. And it just felt like a lot of those 50-50 balls did not go Carolina's way on Friday night.
No, in fact, I think it was 100% against us. They hit Thompson over McMichael for the deep ball when Kyler was right there, just got to make the play. And then we had the ball taken out of Justin Olsen's hands. We had another ball that was knocked out of Emory Simmons' hands over on their sideline. And then we had a ball deep in the end zone to Emory that probably was the least bit underthrown. But we've got to make plays on all those balls.
Coach, I wanted to highlight a couple defensive guys who had nice days as well before we take a break and then start getting at some questions from Tar Heel fans. Jaquarius Conley tied for a team-high 7 tackles. He had an interception, had a tackle for loss, had a fumble recovery. Felt like he was all over the field on Friday.
Yeah, Jaquarius is going to be a great player. He'll be a guy who has a chance to be a top-round draft choice because he's such a good player. He missed a few tackles early. He had a few alignment busts on some of those early pass plays just because he hadn't played that position before. But he learned very quickly and made plays throughout the night. So we feel like that's a good move for him, and one that he will make plays every game. He loves to play.
And he and Trey Morrison combined for one of the bigger plays for your defense early in the game when Trey forced a fumble down in the red zone. Jaquarius recovered the fumble. And last year, Carolina forced just one turnover in the red zone all season. You do it very early in game one this year.
Yes, Trey kept us in the ball game because that's a savvy older player. He's been around here a long time. He was here when we got here. He was starting when we got here. And he's played in every game. He's been healthy since we've come to Carolina. He was smart. He punched the ball out from behind while their running back was still up at the 9-yard line and really kept us in the ball game. If we'd gone down 21-0 at that time with the inability to move the ball early in the game could have gotten out of hand. So I was really, really proud that the defense made a stop. It's also funny, though, that there's five turnovers and none of them led to points because they were all on the other end. So that's a little bit crazy as a stat. But that was a touchdown-saving play, most likely.
All right, we're going to take a break, come back. We've received a bunch of questions for Coach Brown. We're going to start to get to some of those when we return. It's the Mac Brown Show from Learfield.
It's bow time. So it's game time, and you got a bunch of rabid fans.
Dad, we're hungry.
You head out to fire up burgers and dogs and go from Grillmaster to MVP. Then you realize
no.
You're out of GAS. Yup, out of gas on game day. What do? Drop a big bow box on it. Game on. Feed a family of four with 8 pieces of chicken, biscuits, fixins, and tea. It's bow time.
Whether it's 12 miles to the Pee Wee football comeback of a lifetime, 80 miles to your first hole-in-one, or more like 8 shots to the first hole, whether it's 240 back road miles to sleeping under the stars, or just a few blocks to the grocery store, Marathon has the fuel to keep your engine running at peak performance. Because you never know where life is going to take you. For quality fuel through every mile, fill up at Marathon.
Everyone has an idea of their perfect engagement ring. You'll know it when you see it, but you have to see it. Allura Bridal from Reed's Jewelers. 8 stunning collections with over 300 styles. Yellow, rose, or white gold. Two-tone, stacks, pave, solitaires, wraps, guards. Your perfect ring exists. All you have to do is come and see it. It's your style and your choice with Allura Bridal. Only at Reed's Jewelers and Reed's.com.
Welcome back, Tar Heels. As North Carolina goes back to school, work, and play, let Janet King ensure your facility is properly clean and disinfected for your employees, students, and customers. For schools, food services, hospitals, and office buildings, call Janet King of Raleigh-Durham at 919-852-1555. That's 919-852-1555. Or go to JanetKingRDU.com. Janet King, the king of clean.
It's a new season. Get ready for more men's and women's college sports excellence. Trophies will be awarded in June to schools who take the top spot in the 2021-22 Learfield Director's Cup. The premier award recognizes one winning institution in all competitive divisions. Follow your favorite team's progress as seasonal standings are announced at L Director's Cup on Twitter and online at directorscup.org. The crowning achievement in college athletics.
UNC Tar Heels football is on Bally Sports South.
And he will not be tackled. Touchdown.
Buckle up and get ready for some spectacular ACC football action.
He's there. Touchdown.
Every Saturday.
What anticipation.
The battle continues.
Stumped at the line of scrimmage.
Tar Heels football, the ACC, and Bally Sports South.
This is Coach Mac Brown. Catch the excitement of hard-hitting Tar Heel football this fall on Bally Sports South.
Welcome back to the Mac Brown Show. We are going to rejoin our conversation with the head coach of the Tar Heels, Mac Brown, in just a moment. A couple of reminders. First, that the show is brought to you in part by Refuel. Refuel has fountain drinks with chewy ice, guaranteed fresh coffee, and high-performance gasoline. Refuel, fresh-made convenience. And Want to check on some other sports around Carolina other than just football. A lot of stuff going on. We'll start with women's soccer, number 2 in the nation. Went 2-0 over this past week. Couple of really high-quality out-of-conference victories against Northwestern on Thursday. That was a 2-0 final. And then a 2-1 win over number 10 Stanford in extra time. That was on Sunday. Tar Heel defense allowed just one shot against Northwestern. That was the fewest since a game in 2019 when they did not allow Belmont that particular year to get any shots. The win over Stanford was the first win for the Tar Heels over the Cardinals since 2012. That included a loss in the 2019 National Championship game on PKs. Last 6 Carolina-Stanford games have gone into extra time. Macy Bell had the game winner for the Tar Heels. Their next action, they will have a couple of tough road games down in Florida, taking on Florida Thursday at 7 o'clock and then at UCF Sunday at 1 p.m. The women still undefeated and, as I said, ranked number 2 in the nation. Field hockey got off to a slow start, lost its first 2 games. The defending 3-time national champions bounced back with back-to-back dominant wins against Princeton 4-1 on Friday and Penn 9-1 on Sunday, and against Penn, Aaron Mattson became the program's all-time leader in goals and points. She now has 87 goals for her career, a Carolina record, and 221 total points, also a Carolina record. Men's soccer, number 5 in the nation, played just once, shut out Georgia Southern 3-0 on Friday. The guys in action actually tonight on Monday night at Davidson. And volleyball, off to its best start since 2016, won 3 matches all at home this weekend against Colorado State, Wofford, and East Carolina. Heels actually lost the first 2 sets against Colorado State and then came back to win 3-2. They will be on the road for a couple of Big Ten matchups this weekend at Michigan State on Friday, at Michigan on Sunday, and quickly also cross country. Both the men and women took first place against Charlotte on Friday, and Tar Heels actually took 4 of the 5 individual spots in each race. So congratulations to them as well. All right, let's get back to our conversation with the head coach of the Tar Heels. It's the Mac Brown Show. It's the Mac Brown Show presented by our friends at Top of the Hill. And Coach and I said this last week, gosh, we wish we were with Carolina fans live at Top of the Hill. That was our plan this year. But with COVID making a little bit of a spike here, we're going to do the smart thing. Want to stay as safe as possible for both all of us and all of you. And so we'll continue to monitor that. And as soon as we get the clearance that we feel like it's a good idea, we're going to be back at Top of the Hill. Can't wait to do so because we love being there with you to talk Tar Heels.
So, Jones, let me say, if we having 70 to 100,000 fans in stadiums every Friday and Saturday night, then we will go back to the Top of the Hill. Because if we come out of this and everybody's safe with that many people sitting together, then we're good.
We can have our 100 fans with us there at Top of the Hill. We'll be all right.
I think we're fine.
I can't wait to be back and join you there. But, Coach, some fans have sent in a bunch of questions. And a reminder, you can do it every single week. And with our current situation, we are recording on Monday early in the day for air Monday evening. So we encourage you to get those questions in. You can send an email, asktheheels@gmail.com, or shoot me a tweet. You can do it on social media, at JonesAngel, 2 L's at the end of my last name. All right, let's get to some of the questions. Coach, we'll start with Brian, who sent in an email, was curious about the strategy on kickoff of the immediate fair catch. I think Carolina Fair caught every kickoff on Friday night. Brian was wondering what discussions you guys had to come to that choice.
Brian, most of the people in college football now are fair catching the high ball. Every ball, I think, went out of the end zone over our head, over the goal line, except for the first one that we fair caught. But last year, the people that fair caught every ball in kickoffs ended up 6th in kickoff returns in the country.
Wow.
And I've been watching people most of the time. The kickers are so good now, the ball's so high, and if it goes inside the 2-yard line to the goal line or deeper, large majority of the time, you do not get back to the 20. And you're starting at the 25 if you fair catch. So what we're looking at is if the kicker was like 70% kicking it out of the over the goal line for Virginia Tech, unless there's weather, unless there's wind that would make a significant difference in the length and depth of those kicks. If we feel like that they're going to kick it over our head, we're going to spend time with sky kicks and we'll spend time with squibs. But if they're going to kick it out most of the time, we're not going to spend a lot of time during the week preparing for something that might happen once during the ball game. So that's just the philosophy that we're looking at and most teams across the country are looking at. The rules committee tried to take concussions out of the game as much as they can, which is a great idea, obviously. And one of the first places they started was kickoff return, because you've got two groups running 40 yards apart and hitting each other with a lot of distance between them. So a lot of the concussions were happening on kickoff return, kickoff coverage, and that's why they've tried to eliminate some parts of that in our game. And what we're doing is looking at the stats, looking at the analytics, and trying to make sure that it's the safest thing.
Coach, next question. This was also an email, came from Trevor. He said, several times on Friday, it looked like Sam was ready to throw but didn't do so. Was there a lack of separation from receivers, or do you think something else caused this?
Trevor, we've had timing with obviously Diami, Bo Corrales, and Daz Newsome for the 2 years we've been here. So I really think it's just timing. I was worried about that in spring practice. I was worried in preseason. But we've got to work to make sure that we get him 3 to 5 guys that he's comfortable with. We've got to make sure that we're running the proper routes for these guys to make sure they get open, because Sam's having to run too much. And we've got one of the best quarterbacks in the country, and we got to utilize him. But we also need to get the ball to our backs more and out of the backfield. We did that a lot last year, and I didn't think we did any of that as well Friday night as we needed to. Virginia Tech's got a really good secondary. A lot of those guys will be NFL guys, and I thought they matched up with us pretty well.
Coach, I know you're a little limited in what you can say as far as officiating or specific calls, but Caleb had a question about the interception, the first, when Justin Olsen appeared to have caught the ball and had it taken out of hands. Caleb was curious, should that have been a reviewable play in your mind?
Caleb, absolutely. I'm not questioning the call, but looked like to me he caught it, came down, and they took it out of his arms. Well, number one, Justin shouldn't let him take it out of his arms, but number two, review it. Let's take our time, because that was a key play in the ball game where we were moving. So, yes, I'm not criticizing the officiating, but I thought that was one that we should have stopped the game and looked at very closely, because it was such a key play in the game with us moving the ball.
Coach, another question in that vein. Bill sent this one about the ineligible receiver downfield. I believe Carolina was flagged 3 times for that particular foul. Bill was curious what you guys saw on tape and how you correct that.
Bill, it's a tough one with RPOs, but one of them was a screen, and then the screen wasn't open, and Sam threw it downfield. Another one, a guy just drifted. But it is something that's a real key problem in college football right now, and we've worked on it so hard. We did a poor job of it Friday night, so we've got to make sure that those offensive linemen know there's a difference in where Sam's scrambling and running, and he was running for his life some on Friday night. So the guys were trying to get downfield and block for him. But also, Sam's so good, sometimes he'll act like he's going to run, pull the secondary or pull the linebackers up and throw the ball over their head. Mm-hmm. Well, when he starts to run, some of our linemen, they want to win so badly, they're trying to turn up and help him. So that's something we've just got to keep working on.
Coach, you referenced Brian Anderson in an answer earlier and had a couple questions about Brian and just his status and the impact of not having your regular center, such an important position on that offensive line.
Well, Brian's also our best leader. And I think Q came out a play or two and because his helmet came off and Brian went in the game, but he wasn't able to play the whole game. We were hoping he would be able to, but he hadn't practiced very much. So he was dressed. He did work out before the game, and they said he was okay to play, but he hadn't practiced very much. So we felt like it was better to go with Q Johnson. But again, we had some other movement and changes in the offensive line, and then you had a situation where Marcus McKeithen came out once. You had another one where Josh Azudu came out once, so we got to get those guys back on track. That was not their best game by any means. We had communication issues, but none of what we had should have happened. So that's on us as coaches, and we've got to get it fixed.
We're going to take a break here and come back. Some more questions for Coach coming up. Plus, we'll preview Georgia State. Coach, in the next segment, though, our radio listeners are going to hear a bit of an interview that Adam Lucas and I did with brand-new Atlanta Falcons head coach Arthur Smith. I know you did not coach Arthur when he was here at Carolina, but how great is it to have another Tar Heel out there in the coaching world?
Well, it's so great, and Arthur's such a good person, and the people that were around him when he was here just all love him, and he's done a tremendous job working his way to the top in the NFL, and I'm a Falcon fan now because I want him to win, and he spoke to our high school coaches this spring. He was so gracious, as busy as he was. We need to get him back to Chapel Hill anytime we can. But can't wait to watch his teams. I was so impressed the way they ran the ball with the Titans, and especially in the red zone. They were the best red zone offense in pro football in the NFL, and we've worked really, really hard to try to learn from him.
So you're going to hear some of that interview after this commercial break. Then when that is over, Coach will be back. We'll answer a few more questions here on the Mac Brown Show from Learfield.
The perfect tailgate. All you need are your friends and the 2021 Ford F-150 with the available Pro Power onboard. It's like a mobile generator to power your tailgate all game long. It's this tradition of toughness and innovation that's made Ford F-Series America's best-selling truck 44 years straight and counting. Make your game day traditions bigger and better season after season. Check out the 2021 Ford F-150 at your Carolina Ford dealer. Based on 1977 through 2020 calendar year total sales.
And we're back with breaking news. The new Coke Zero Sugar might be the best Coke ever.
That's right, Jim. With an improved taste and zero calories, the new Coke Zero Sugar is a must-try for any Coke fan. So make sure you... Jim. Jim. We're on the air.
Ooh, yes. This tastes like the best Coke ever to me. Your thoughts, Jen?
Well, can I have a sip?
Jen, we're in the middle of reporting the news.
I need to try it first.
The MT1 Series tractor from LS is a powerhouse packed in a compact footprint, and it's now available with high-capacity loader attachment. This tractor loader package provides you everything you need to get the job done right. Visit your local dealer or check us out online at lstractorusa.com to experience the LS difference for yourself. Rules, restrictions, eligibility, and participation may apply.
Hey, Carolina family, this is head football coach Mac Brown. As official sponsor of Carolina Athletics, Wells Fargo understands being a Tar Heel means there's no offseason. With a Wells Fargo Tar Heels debit card, you can show off your Carolina pride no matter where you are. It's your colors, your team, your card. Visit wellsfargo.com and search Card Design Studio to learn more.
Copyright 2021 Wells Fargo Bank N.A. All rights reserved.
Hey, Carolina fans, this is Kelsey Gomes, Director of Sports Nutrition for the Tar Heels. Eggs are an essential part of building a healthy lifestyle that fuels you all day long. And eggs fuel athletes, too. One egg contains 8 essential nutrients and 6 grams of high-quality protein that helps maintain muscle and support strong, healthy bones. Versatile, affordable, and healthy, eggs are pretty incredible. Visit ncegg.org to learn more about egg nutrition, egg farmers, and to find egg-citing recipes.
Welcome back to the Mac Brown Show. Going to rejoin Coach Brown in just a moment, but wanted to let you listen in to some conversation Adam Lucas and I conducted with the former Tar Heel offensive lineman and now the head coach of the Atlanta Falcons. That is Arthur Smith. Talked to Arthur as part of the Carolina Insider podcast. This aired on April 27th, so late spring, when we had a chance to catch up with Coach Arthur Smith. Think you'll enjoy this, some of that conversation with, boy, now the head coach of the Falcons after his time in Carolina. It's Arthur Smith. What was the first time as a head coach that you thought, okay, this is something a head coach has to do that as a coordinator or as an assistant or whatever that I didn't have to deal with? Probably this interview is probably the first thing. What was the first thing where you're like, wow, okay, this a head coach has to deal with this?
Well, I think it's just, you know, a lot of people
pulling on you a lot of different directions for your time. I mean, you try to mentally prepare. You know, I was able to talk to a lot of people throughout the process who've been a head coach or current head coaches, guys that have mentored me and guys that are in other places that I've gotten to know. You know, that's probably a good thing of being an offensive coordinator. You don't skip steps. You know, you're in a small way, you're dealing with obviously half the roster, give or take, and guys stopping in and people asking you questions on the offensive staff. Then obviously when you're the head coach and there's a lot more things that are happening that, you know, asking for your time. So it's been everything. I mean, you kind of anticipate it, but then some days worse than others, you're like, you blink and it's 10:30 at night.
Not every great coordinator is a great head coach. And it seems like kind of juggling that non just straight football part of it is such a big difference between being the coordinator and being the head man. How do you try to make sure that you are fulfilling all those head coach duties while also still paying attention to what got you there, and that's your football acumen and particularly on the offensive side?
Yeah, it's a big part of the job description. So I always tell people, know what you signed up for. You know, if you don't want problems, you know, don't step into leadership. And if you don't want to be criticized, don't become a college or professional football coach, you know? So you just kind of understand that there's a lot of different things that you've got to juggle, but it's part of your job. So if you don't want to do that, then don't become a head coach. And I think you got to be honest with yourself. You got to know yourself, know if you can delegate and, you know, hire the right people. And because you have to be in a lot of different places. And so that's why the staff was so important, getting the right people hired.
I remember thinking back to when you were here, really, even as a player, people said, this guy is really good at this, but also you can tell this guy really loves it. And that's going to be a big part of what is going to make him so successful. What is it about coaching football that you love?
Well, I mean, there's a lot of things, you know, just the game. It's when you're growing up, a lot of people are involved in sports. It gives you an identity, the competition aspect. And I think football is different from other sports. I mean, there's so many different moving parts, so many different personalities you're dealing with. And it changes from position to position, and really the competition to be judged on the results. Because there's very few things that you can be judged on your merit. It's not a perfect meritocracy, but it keeps score, and I always like that.
When you look back on your time at Carolina, how did your time in Chapel Hill, either as a player, or of course you're a GA here as well, how did that help you, in your opinion, get to where you are today?
Well, I think there was a lot of lessons learned. You know, I think the one thing that probably helped me the most was probably the way I looked at the game was a lot different after I came back from my foot injury, where everything was just kind of like, I was so much more appreciative to be able to play again. And it gave me kind of a new sense of the kind of clarity of like, to be able to enjoy what you're doing and not take it for granted. And I know that sounds pretty cliche, but it's the truth. You know, it's ironic that Robert Anderson, he's like the go-to foot guy now up in Green Bay, and he was in Charlotte Times, one that ended up fixing it. So it is kind of ironic. Here we are. Then if we have a guy with a serious foot or ankle, that's where he's going, is Dr. Robert Anderson. So there's a lot of things that happened. I think that really kind of gave me a new perspective on the game, like lessons learned while I was here.
Still more to do with the head coach of the Tar Heels, Mack Brown, coming up. A reminder that you can listen to that full Arthur Smith interview and all of our interviews on the Carolina Insider. You can get that podcast anywhere that you like to subscribe. Back with Coach Brown coming up after this from Learfield.
Great teams require a mix of solid fundamentals and that little something special. You'll find that winning combination with UNC football and at Refuel Markets. You can count on Refuel for those last-minute needs like eggs and milk. And you'll also find the snacks and drinks you need to turn an ordinary gathering into something special. As an official sponsor of UNC football, we hope you'll visit any of our locations throughout the Triangle to enjoy a unique experience on your game days and your work days.
Welcome back, Tar Heels. As North Carolina goes back to school, work, and play, let Janet King ensure your facility is properly clean and disinfected for your employees, students, and customers. For schools, food services, hospitals, and office buildings, call Janet King of Raleigh-Durham at 919-852-1555. That's 919-852-1555. Or go to JanetKingRDU.com. Janet King, the king of clean.
It's a new season. Get ready for more men's and women's college sports excellence. Trophies will be awarded in June to schools who take the top spot in the 2021-22 Learfield Director's Cup. The premier award recognizes one winning institution in all competitive divisions. Follow your favorite team's progress as seasonal standings are announced at L Director's Cup on Twitter and online at directorscup.org. The crowning achievement in college athletics.
Everyone has an idea of their perfect engagement ring. You'll know it when you see it, but you have to see it. Allure Bridal from Reed's Jewelers. 8 stunning collections with over 300 styles. Yellow, rose, or white gold. Two-tone, stacks, pave, solitaires, wraps, guards. Your perfect ring exists. All you have to do is come and see it. It's your style and your choice with Allure Bridal. Only at Reed's Jewelers and Reed's.com.
UNC Tar Heels football is on Bally Sports South.
And he will not be tackled. Touchdown.
Buckle up and get ready for some spectacular ACC football action.
He's there. Touchdown.
Every Saturday.
What anticipation.
The battle continues.
Stumped at the line of scrimmage.
Tar Heels football, the ACC, and Bally Sports South.
This is Coach Mack Brown. Catch the excitement of hard-hitting Tar Heel football this fall on Bally Sports South.
It's bow time. So it's game time and you got a bunch of rabid fans.
Dad, we're hungry.
You head out to fire up burgers and dogs and go from grill master to MVP. Then you realize...
No.
You're out of GAS. Yup, out of gas on game day. What do? Drop a big bow box on it. Game on. Feed a family of four with 8 pieces of chicken, biscuits, fixings, and tea. It's bow time.
It's the Mack Brown Show. Always have a great time here for this hour on Monday evening, and you're going to learn a lot, too. Hope you enjoy being with us and have as much fun listening as Coach and I do talking Carolina football every single week. The show brought to you by Top of the Hill, and for 25 years, Top of the Hill Restaurant and Brewery has been a pre- and post-game tradition in Chapel Hill. Handcrafted beer, great food, and atmosphere. It is where Tar Heels come to celebrate. Coach, a couple more questions we received focusing on Friday night, and then we have a few also that are some bigger picture type of questions. Michael Gaskins sent in this question about the atmosphere on Friday and what role, if any, you felt like it played. And it was easy to forget. It's the first time in 2 years that anybody had been in front of a live crowd.
Yeah, Michael, I thought it was maybe the best atmosphere I've ever been in.
Wow.
And that's 33 years as a head coach. Give those guys credit. The students were there 2 hours before. You couldn't hear during the entire ball game. Even when we'd come back and make plays, they didn't boo their team. They didn't get down on them. When DJ Jones got hurt, got his shins hurt, they were very gracious when he got up and clapped for him. He was leaving the field. So congratulations to the Virginia Tech fans. They had a tremendous atmosphere. It's not just Sandman. I'm talking about the entrance is an entrance. That's before the game starts. These people yelled every play for the entire ball game, and I want to see that same atmosphere from our bunch on Saturday night when we play Georgia State, because it's about us. It's not about who we play, and it should be that way all the time, because we had we've played well at home most of the time since we've been here. And we've had great crowds. So Saturday night, let's show our team how much we appreciate all the efforts they've put in to get where we are over 3 years.
Coach, I had a question from Dennis about any freshmen that caught your eye on Friday. I believe, and I may be incorrect, I believe Caleb Hood and Javari Ritzy were the only two true freshmen, though, that saw the field. Is that right, Coach?
I think Ra-Ra was in on some special teams. He changed his number.
Yeah.
because he had to, because Josh Downs is out there as a punt returner, but Ra-Ra was on punt return. But Caleb only played two plays, but Javari Ritzy played quite a bit, and he's going to be a special player. We've got to get him in there more. And it's the other thing, I think, Jones and fans, we'll see this team get better, because the more talented players are the young ones, and the more they play, the more they play with confidence, the better this team's going to get.
Coach, a couple questions about timeouts in this game and your philosophy on how you like to use them near the end of the game.
Yeah, everybody always likes to be the timeout guru. That's one that people are crazy about. We've got to do a better job when we're trying to pull somebody offsides on the fourth and two, and we didn't do it. We needed to get our offense off the field fast enough because there was a minute 26 left in the half. And we had three timeouts. We had to waste one there, and we used two of them and still got the ball back, but we would have had another timeout. So we've got to do a better job. If we're going to try to pull the other team off with our offense, don't make us waste a timeout. Get off fast and get the punt team on fast, because a delay of game would have been better than wasting the timeout at that point in retrospect. At the end of the game, you like to have them in your pocket. We had 37 seconds. People are screaming, use them, use them, use them at 56. Even Andre was saying that as an analyst. I like to have them at the end of the game so you can call a bunch of plays with 20 seconds left.
Right.
If you've got your timeouts in your pocket. So why use it at 51 when you can use it at 37? And it was second down, I think, when we threw the interception that the game was over. But we would have had our timeouts at the end, so we could have taken our time in those critical plays at the end of the game and making sure that you've got time to strategize. If you've got your play and you're going with 57 seconds left, why? Why call a timeout? I also had we were number one in the country at Texas Tech. And we scored too early. We scored with a minute 29 left in one game, and Tech came back and scored with 3 seconds left. So I also like to make sure that we're going to score and they don't have enough time to have anything left on the other end.
Coach, a couple more. Let's just do one or two more here, and then we'll take our final break. Preview Georgia State coming up in just a second. This one comes from Brennan, and we may have asked this last week, but I thought it was a good question, so I kept it on here, Coach, and I apologize if we've done it 2 weeks in a row. It's about your staff continuity and how that's helped the process of you rebuilding the program and how that staff continuity has helped you.
Yeah, so it's a good question, Brennan, and if I did answer it last week, you just helped me prepare better for this week because I can answer it twice. And at 70, I don't remember, so that's the other thing that's good, too. One of the things that Coach Fedora did such a great job of, he had a great staff, but he didn't keep them. He won, and then they all left, and they became head coaches at different places, whether it's Blake Anderson or Seth Terrell and Latrell, and those guys were great offensive coaches, and then he didn't have enough money to keep them, or he didn't have enough money to bring in like coaches after that. So one of the things that I felt like was very, very important is I was going to keep my salary down when I got here, but I wanted to be able to pay the assistant coaches so we can keep them. And our administration is doing that. So the continuity on our staff is really, really helping us. And that's why I do feel very positive about, even though with our struggles Friday night on offense, we've got a tremendous offensive staff, and we've had some hard conversations after Friday night, but they will all pull together and get better, and they'll get this offense back on track and straightened out.
Coach, last one here. It doesn't have a name. It's just from Tar Heel Nation via Twitter, and wanted to know what needs to happen from the fan perspective to keep the current momentum of the program. Is there anything in the question is that fans can do better? Anything that they should stop doing?
No, I think our fans are being great. If you're being negative on the internet and you are a Carolina fan, be positive. Because people send that to recruits. A lot of the negativity on the internet now is from other fans.
Right.
And they act like they're your fan base, but they're not. They're competitors, and they sit and wait. And if you haven't ever seen their name show up, and then they showed up on Friday night late or Saturday morning, you can know they're not ours. that's one thing I've learned. Secondly, just be positive at that game. Be upbeat. These young guys need you to pull for them, and we're no different than we were going into Friday night's game. If we'd played a soft team, if we'd played like a scrimmage like most of America did on Friday night and won, we'd all be pumped and excited and can't wait. But probably, other than getting beat, this is the best thing that could have happened. We played in the best environment that we're going to see all year. We played a very, very tough team that doesn't like us. We played a team that had run it down our throat for the last 2 years, and a team that played better on defense than people expected. So we're having to look at all of our areas of concern very hard now, and we're having hard conversations. A lot of people don't have that till midseason. And right now, we tried to do it last week before the game. We thought we did, but obviously some concerns showed up. So this team will be ready to play on Saturday night, but I want that stadium to be exciting.
All right, we have one final break to take. We'll do that now. Come back, look ahead to Saturday evening in Keenan Stadium, Carolina and Georgia State. That's coming up when we return to finish up the Mack Brown Show from Learfield.
Hunt Brothers Pizza, the official pizza of Carolina Athletics, joins Tar Heels fans across the nation cheering Go Heels. Whether you're at home watching the game or out on the road, download our Hunt Brothers Pizza app to find a location near you. The Hunt family has been proudly serving our delicious original crust pizza to North Carolina families for over 20 years. With all toppings, no extra charge, and 10 to choose from, there's sure to be a topping combination for everyone to enjoy a Hunt Brothers Pizza.
The perfect tailgate. All you need are your friends and the 2021 Ford F-150. With the available Pro Power onboard, it's like a mobile generator to power your tailgate all game long. It's this tradition of toughness and innovation that's made Ford F-Series America's best-selling truck 44 years straight and counting. Make your game day traditions bigger and better season after season. Check out the 2021 Ford F-150 at your Carolina Ford dealer. Based on 1977 through 2020 calendar year total sales.
The MT1 Series tractor from LS is a powerhouse packed in a compact footprint, and it's now available with high-capacity loader attachment. This tractor loader package provides you everything you need to get the job done right. Visit your local dealer or check us out online at lstractorusa.com to experience the LS difference for yourself. Rules, restrictions, eligibility, and participation may apply.
And we're back with breaking news. The new Coke Zero Sugar might be the best Coke ever.
That's right, Jim. With an improved taste and zero calories, the new Coke Zero Sugar is a must-try for any Coke fan. So make sure you... Jim. Jim. We're on the air.
Ooh, yes, this tastes like the best Coke ever to me. Your thoughts, Jen?
Well, can I have a sip?
Jen, we're in the middle of reporting the news.
I need to try it first.
Hey, Carolina family, this is head football coach Mack Brown. As official sponsor of Carolina Athletics, Wells Fargo understands being a Tar Heel means there's no off-season. With a Wells Fargo Tar Heels debit card, you can show off your Carolina pride no matter where you are. It's your colors, your team, your card. Visit wellsfargo.com and search Card Design Studio to learn more.
Copyright 2021 Wells Fargo Bank N.A. All rights reserved.
Home opener for the Tar Heels. And great kickoff time, night game, Keenan Stadium, 7:30. Carolina hosting for the first time Georgia State. And, Coach, before we get to the Panthers, it will be great to be in Keenan. We've already seen in games across the country, both Carolina's and others, but that home field advantage feels like it's maybe even a little extra juiced up here early in this season.
Yes, we're so excited about Saturday night. Number one, at 20 years from 9/11, which was significant in so many of our lives, and the heroes of that day are things that have legacy forever. And you hate that people lost family members, but it changed our lives. It changed the way we travel. It changed our security. It changed our country. and the first responders to this day, whether it's been the COVID for the last 18 months or just the issues with our country, this gives us a chance to say thank you. And on a national scene. So it should be a great scene. I know the athletics department's got some special things planned for those first responders. And it'll be the first time that we've had a full house in 2 years. So thank goodness that as hard as it was to play in front of that Virginia Tech bunch on Friday night, let's all wear blue on Saturday night. Let's be screaming and loud and pumped up and ready to reach out and say thank you to what this team's done to get where they are today and pick them up and help them move forward.
Coach, the Panthers struggled in their season opener against Army, but this is a team 6-4 a year ago, went to and won a bowl game, defeated East Carolina last year, hung tough with good teams like App State and Louisiana last year. This is a good team and a good program.
Yeah, beat Tennessee 2 years ago. Nobody wants to play Army, Jones.
Right.
Their defensive line is the strength of their defense, and those guys, the defensive line and their secondary are both experienced and really good. And again, they got behind early with Army, and Army kept the ball kind of like Virginia Tech did against us, and their offense didn't get to play much. Cornelius Brown's a big, tall quarterback that can run, but they're a running offense that can throw it. Their best receiver didn't play because of COVID protocol. So they're disappointed, like we're disappointed, and somebody got to come out and get on the winning track. So let's make sure it's us. I talked to Ty Chandler about them upsetting Tennessee in Knoxville a couple of years ago, and he was on that team, and he said, "Yes, sir. No, we didn't play our best, but we allowed them to come in there, and they got confident and did well. So we need to come out of the gate early and be ready to play."
And this was a good rushing team a season ago as well, averaged nearly 200 yards per game on the ground. Again, it is a 7:30 kick on Saturday night. We'll be on the air radio-wise at 6:30 for that one. Coach, great to be with you again. Thank you for your time, generous as always, and look forward to talking with you next week.
Thanks, John. See everybody on Saturday night.
This has been the Mac Brown Show from Learfield.
You've been listening to the Mac Brown Show. Tonight's show has been presented by Coca-Cola Zero Sugar. With zero sugar and now even more delicious. Is the new Coca-Cola Zero Sugar the best Coke ever? Find out for yourself. Hunt Brothers Pizza, the official pizza of Carolina Athletics. Wells Fargo, official retail bank sponsor of Carolina Athletics. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation of the Tar Heel Sports Network.